by Rav Vosner and Shuvas Shevet Alevi in Yordea. And Reish Yud Gimel writes to Rav Vosner based on the Zohar, person before walking into the Beis Avol, be mesado your thoughts. No, where am I walking into right now? What are the people like? Don't just stop. Oh, it's a Motei Shabbos. Let me chop right. I'm on the way. You know what? I'm going out to eat. I'm going out to visit somebody else. Let me stop in. Oh, you have to know. You have to tell Lachas Abeis Avol. Lachas Abeis Mishnah. Before I go to the Vord, before, let me stop in. Let me be Yaitzi Zayin. And let me go in and pay a 10-minute visit. No. Before you go and know that no two Beis Avols are alike. No two Avelim react in a similar fashion. Stand outside the house for a moment or two, or better yet, what I try and do is sit in the car for a little bit and try and assess the situation. Whom am I really going to speak now? Whom am I going to comfort?
Just like before a dinner, when you get a guest speaker, you got to prepare the speech. When you do the mitzvah from Nicham Avelim, you got to prepare what are you going to say to the Avelim, what's going to give them encouragement.
We believe firmly in the immortality of the soul. For this reason, we are required, when we go to a Beis Avel, to emphasize this fact. It's appropriate to speak of the good deeds of the individual who passed away and to exclaim with certainty, based on our Amunah Shalema, that the individual who passed away will be rewarded for all the good deeds that he or she has performed. This gives a tremendous measure of consolation to the individual who has lost this loved one. Yes, I'm crying. Yes, I'm eulogizing. Yes, I'm sad because I can no longer see this individual. But I'm consoled by the fact that I have this certainty that the individual is being rewarded for all the good deeds.
The amount that you offer comfort to the bereaved should be commensurate with the relationship that existed previously. If the person is indeed a very close friend, then you may be able to visit more frequently, you may be able to sit right up front of the person, you may spend more time with the person. If he's a so-so friend, you'll spend a little less time, maybe you'll visit less frequently. If he's not a close friend at all, you may just come, sit more towards the back, say the hamakom and leave, and that's going to be appreciated more than now suddenly making believe or acting as if you're closer than you really will. And many talk about being in situations where the visit almost becomes a burden because they have people sitting in front of them with whom they have no real connection and no real pre-bereavement friendship, and they have to somehow keep the conversation going.
Rav Palm once went to be Menachem Avel to a parent who had lost a child, Rachmana Litzlan, the most difficult of Nichum Avelims. Do you know what Rav Palm told them? He came in, he sat down, he cried. He got up, he said, Amokim inacham eschem, and he walked out. And he didn't say a word. The parents said that his was the most comforting Nicham Avelim, because that is the classic and true Nicham Avelim.
What is my role? I'm going to visit. What am I going to do? I'm going to share his pain with him. I'm not going there to lecture. I'm not going there to be philosophical. I'm going there to be with him in his pain, to share his loss, to join with him. And that emotion is the underlying principle and the guiding light in terms of what I should do, how I should conduct myself, how I should act. I'm going there for one purpose, to share his loss, share his pain. And if you think in those terms, I think the mitzvah becomes very clear and becomes very well defined.
When one goes to be Menachem in Ovel, you realize that you are giving nechama not only to the Ovel, which is the Chai, but also to the Nifter, which is the Nishama of the Meis. And, as a matter of fact, this is one of the reasons that you find the Lushan that we say in the Nichum Avelim, we say, Hamokoim Yenachem Eschem, we say plural, even if there is one Ovel sitting. People actually sometimes question that. Actually, you see the posters or they have some of the plaques regarding Hamokim, they have Oischa. If it's for one, in brackets, Eschem, if there are many. But if you look in the Sifrei Kabbalah, you'll see that you should say Eschem regardless of how many are sitting, even if one person is sitting there. What's the Eschem? Hamokim Nachem Eschem, because when you're coming to be Menachem Ovel, it's not just the Ovel. You're also referring to the Nishom of the Meis. So therefore, there's always at least two that you're being Menachem.
Chazal say, we're taught that if a person has a choice between Nichum Avelim and Biko Cholim, you have 20 minutes, and your choice is to go to the hospital to visit someone who's sick, or to go to a house of mourning to console someone who's in mourning. So Nichum Avelim takes priority. The reason being, because when you do the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, you're doing something for the deceased, for the mace, for the person who died. You're doing something by honoring his family and honoring his own memory by showing up at the Beis Ovel. And you're doing something for a person who's alive, namely the mourner. Bikur Cholim is only for the chola, only for the sick person who is alive.
Usually when people come to be Menachem Ovel, a lot of people come, they haven't seen the Ovel in years, and they start chazering over, start reviewing who got married and who got bar mitzvah and who had children. And they start reviewing the whole history of the family. The Pashta says that that's not proper. You're not allowed to be Mesiach Das from the Avelus. You're supposed to talk about the Nifta, nice things about the Nifta. You're supposed to talk about Trias HaMesim, if it fits in. But not start reviewing all the latest news and what's happening in the world and what's happening in the politics and everything. That's really a Hesach Hadas. That's not a mitzvah at all. It's a Hesach Hadas with Navelos.
That's so very important to remind the family and to remind the loved ones that the person is not forgotten. And I can't tell you, I can give you countless stories where something is simple. I remember one family was describing being at their best friends for Hanukkah, and every year they'd go to their best friend, the same best friends for Hanukkah, and it was 3-4 years after the child had passed away, and the neighbor was, or the friend was making latkes, and she said, just turned to the guest and said, I remember how much Josh loved my latkes. And just the very fact that 3 years later, she was still thinking about Josh, and she was still remembering how much he loved her latkes, was such a tremendous comfort, even though it brought tears to his eyes.
When you share moments in which the deceased inspired you, motivated you, connected you to something deeper, brought you closer to the Rebbeinu Shel, brought you closer to understanding the concept of Avas Chesed, of Gemilas Chasodim, something that's not just physical, but something that touches the eternal, what you're doing is you're making the deceased more eternal. You're allowing the family to feel like the life of their loved one, although it was taken from them in a short way, had a greater impact than they even knew themselves.
I think if you could tell beautiful stories about the departed, it makes it so much easier for the person sitting Shiva, it makes it easier for them. And then they could just add on to what you've said. So often you go to somebody sitting Shiva and they ask, how did they die? You know, what kind of question is that? You know, you want the person to think about the positive. That's so important to think about the positive. If you're bringing up the negative, you want them to have nightmares? I mean, think about the positive.
And Avil has had his whole life turned upside down. It is a life-altering event. And we just have to be there to figuratively hold their hand. Just to let them know with a look, with concern. And if you're in a place where people don't know how, take an interest. Ask them questions. Be involved. You know, every person is a story. Every person has a life. Every person had challenges and places where they came from and places that they went. I cannot tell you how many inspirational stories I've experienced at a house of Shiva.
Whatever words I could offer in Ovil, however meaningful they may be, the instinctive response and reaction of the Ovil is, Aval. But how can I go on? How can I manage without my spouse, to whom I've been married for so many years? How will I be able to raise my family without them? My parents, whom I've lost, part of me. How can I possibly go on? The pain, the fear, is simply too intense. There's an avol that will hold back
the Ovel from being able to receive any words of comfort that I can offer. The only thing that can save an Ovel, the only thing that can take away that pain, that can fill the hole that was created by this terrible loss, is the embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the only one who can cure. Nobody else. I can't do it.
Please, I would like to very, very much encourage everyone, do not give them a time limit till when they are allowed to be upset. This is something that it's the people, they don't know, and Baruch Hashem, they don't know. If it's a week, if it's two, if it's six, if it's eight, no matter what, give them the time that they need. It's so hard to see that people are giving them a time limit. If it's a week, some people are very nice, they're going to give them 2 weeks, and then they're going to say, come on, you have to come, I have to go on, life goes on. Even you went through a similar story, even when you went through a loss, every person goes through loss differently. She has her mahalach, you have your mahalach. Please respect the mahalach that she is going through. Support her by be a good listener. The power of silence, that's the beauty of helping a friend.
Don't rush to give them explanations. Don't rush to try to tell them to feel better. If there's a word in the English language I'd like to get rid of, if the word is strong, don't tell them to be strong. Usually when people say be strong, they mean be stoic. And I think strength is facing the enormity of your loss and experiencing the full pain, and allow the people to have their pain.
If you placed yourself on top of the mountain and you're demanding amunah and betachin from someone who is in so much pain, that's offensive. There's another way of doing it. If you put yourself into that person's shoes and he feels, you're feeling his pain, and there's a discussion, and suddenly it comes up, and you try it a little bit, and that person says, really, tell me that story again. Feel it out. Look at the person's eyes and see if he's ready for the chizuk. And always, with a disclaimer, listen, not that I'm this big balamun and betach, and I'm not the one that's like, you know, on the level of, you know, accepting everything with love. Trust me, when I hear a noise in my back tire, I'm petrified. I don't know what's going on. You know, sometimes I say these things to myself and it helps me, so maybe we can kind of help each other. If you're coming from the position that you're on a level ground, it is so much easier.
And so when we stand in front of an Avel, our only question is, what is good for them? Maybe sitting in silence for 4 straight minutes, that deafening, that exhausting silence, could be what they need right now.
Taluch is so in touch with human beings, with human reality, because the creator of the halacha, of the Avam Yisrael, also created men. And sometimes a person needs to be alone and wants to be alone, doesn't want to speak. But when someone is sitting there and not speaking to them, that's a perfect mix of, you're not alone, I'm here, but I'm not intruding into your life.
Children are hagia lechinuch, but just to bring families, bring their young children, that's not right, because it's masir das from the avelis.
Never answer your cell phone. The cell phone should be turned off completely. Never sit there. You can have a conversation with an Avel and you say, oh, what's the big deal? The phone's ringing, I'll shut it off. You're there with the Avel. All of you has to be there with the Avel. And that means, you have a vibrating phone. He's going to know if you have a vibrating phone. Shut the phone off completely. There's nothing else going on. You're not going in at a chevra. Why do we have halachas about you're not supposed to shake hands and give a shalom aleichem to anybody else in the base Avel? Your focus has to be, I'm here for the Avel. Let the Avel be koveya. What's this conversation? What turn is the conversation going to take?
בבית אבל, לפעמים נפגשים קרובי משפחה שלא התראו זמן מסוים. לפעמים נפגשים שכנים וידידים. ולפעמים מתפתחת שם שיחה ידידותית. לא תמיד זה נוח לאבל. לא תמיד לאבל יש את הסבלנות לשמוע את מכל הדיבורים שבעיניו כרגע לגמרי מיותרים. הוא רוצה את השקט. קרובי המשפחה רוצים לדבר לשוחח, יועילו לעשות זאת מחוץ לבית האבל. אבל בחדר עם האבל ביחד, צריך להיות, לא תמיד האבל יאמר, חברים, לא מתאימה לי השיחה הזאת, תעשו טובה, לא רוצה לשמוע עכשיו. כי לאבל יש טקט, הוא לא רוצה להעליב, הוא לא רוצה לפגוע, אנשים באו כדי לנחם אותו. אבל אנחנו שולחים לנחם אבלים, צריכים להיות מאוד מאוד רגישים. ולפעמים התפתחת שם סתם שיחה. שכנים מדברים על ועד הבית וועד השכונה ופוליטיקה פנימית או פוליטיקה ארצית, כל מיני דברים, נייס וחדשות. גם זה לא תמיד לאבל, יש את החשק לשמוע ולדבר.
You know, a lot of people do, they ask questions about the illness. Who cares? It's over, right? What's the difference who the doctor was and what's the difference how the illness started and how Hatzalah came? That's not what it's about. The person lived 60, 70 years, and even if they lived less, the main thing is their life, not how they died, not how they were sick. Those are irrelevant questions, and they're very painful sometimes for the family to relive. So don't pry about that. That's not really what the person was all about. You know what people say? And it's terrible. I know how you feel. That is awful. Don't tell me you know how that person feels. Somebody who loses a mother, who was very close to their mother. If you haven't lost your mother, you can't say I know how you feel. And the worst of all is chas v'shalom, if somebody has lost a child, you cannot tell anybody I know how you feel. Because you don't know. A spouse, how could you tell anyone you know how you feel if you're still married? Baruch Hashem, we should all always be married till 120. But the idea is, I know how you feel is a very insensitive thing to do.
People should not first go, get dressed to go to a simcha, and come in dressed for a simcha. And then, before you go to the simcha, you go to the Beis Avel first, dressed for a simcha. That's not sensitive. That's insensitive. The Avol needs you. The Avol needs the Menachem. He needs to feel that there are others who are sharing his burden. That's the only way he's going to get to the Rabbona Shel Olam's embrace. It is the only way.
ולכן נפשי בשאלתי, כשקורה טרגדיה במשפחה, לשים לב גם לילדים. בעיקר לילדים הקטנים יותר, אבל לא רק. גם להם יש נשמה, גם הם רגישים, וגם הם עלולים, גם הם זקוקים לעזרה וסיוע.
You're going there to give an aliyah to the neshama and to make the people feel good about their person that they're grieving for. That is the key. Therefore, you don't ring the doorbell a quarter to 12 at night and hope that they're still up, because you're hoping that they're really sleeping, because you want to be good to them. 10 o'clock is, I think, standard. That would be a wonderful thing. I think if Klal Yisrael got together and made a decision that 10 o'clock, you just don't go be Menachem Avel after 10 o'clock. Like most people don't go the first few days. 10 o'clock is a cutoff. People need some rest. It's a very hard, draining experience sitting Shiva. Very hard. I think there should be a time for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. There should be a time so people can be able to eat. But you're not going there to make it more difficult for them. You're going there to make it more easy for them.
When the Avel gives you a signal, which could be just a nod of his head, but the signal is enough, time to go, you go. People think that, you know, many areas of halacha, kol hamar b'hareze meshubach, the more, the better. You know, in certain areas of Torah, that's true. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Leil Seder, the more, the better. Of course, Talmud Torah, you know, the more, the better. In many other areas of tzedakah, the more the better, although there too there are limits. But when it comes to nichum avelim, it's not always true, the more the better. Sometimes the less the better. And more becomes a burden for the avel. He is embarrassed, he's tired, he's whatever, distracted. There are other people in the room learning that it's time to go. That's a very, very important halacha and a very, very important thing to do. There's no mitzvah of kol hamarba.
You know what's a beautiful thing also? There are many people who cannot express their thoughts. And sometimes they come to an Avel's home and they just can't say how much that person really meant. Either they're embarrassed or they're not eloquent enough. Write them a letter. You cannot imagine how many people receive these letters weeks and months after the person who was dear to them passed away, and they save these letters. They put them in an album. They read them on the yahrzeit. What a beautiful way to express your feelings, and it makes it so memorable for the family.
Zemer Chaim says, listen, we all know that it's going to come a time we're also going to have to leave this world. And it means that our neshama is going to, hopefully, is going to go into the right place. What will enable our neshamas, when the time comes, to be received by Kodesh Baruch Hu in the best way for us? He says, one of the ways is by you yourself during your lifetime, says the Sefer HaChaim. If you were Menachem other Avelim, and therefore, when you were Menachem Avelim, you actually comforted the neshama as well that departed, Mide Keneged Mide, when the time comes for your neshama to depart, your neshama will find the Chom Shemaim.
Don't forget that the Shiva has got a structure. And you're able, you know what to do, you know how to help people. And as I said right at the beginning, just by being there, you are helping people. There's no fixed structure after Shiva. But it doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't and you can't. In fact, you should. Keep in touch. Keep going around. Make sure that the people are still okay. Make sure they know you care about them. Make sure that you're reaching out to let them know that anything they still need, you're still there to provide. Because the Shiva process is a chinuch. It's a chinuch for what happens after the Shiva process. We only get through tough times with the support of other people. And we only get through the tough times as they become less tough, still with the support of other people.
But just remember to the Avelim, the happiest days of the year have been the saddest. The greatest thing that we can do is takabi rachmonim and baishonim and gomel chasodim. Let's remember baishonim is right there in the middle. And that's when the Gemara says, we want to be like Hashem, mahu racham afata racham. Just like Hashem is a compassionate one, we want to be compassionate. Hashem should help that we shouldn't need this video, that there shouldn't be any more avelim, and that'll happen by tchias ha-mesim. And that's the greatest hope that we can daven for, that taka all those who passed away will be reunited with their families. Hashem should bless all of you for doing the great mitzvah of nicham avelim. But just remember, before you go to an avel's house, stop for a moment and think, what's it about? Is it about you or it's about them? Remember, it's about them. Thank you.